You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hey there, this is Thomas Dombell, also known as Not a Mouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to enable Wi-Fi calling on your Apple iPhone. Let's discuss, what is this Wi-Fi calling? Why would I need it? What is it? And everything you need to know about Wi-Fi calling. So this is a feature that is available through your carrier. So not all carriers will have this as an availability, so you will need to check to see if this is something that you can use. Essentially, if you are ever in an area, and I think all of us can attest to this, especially if we're in a house, a hotel, or somewhere in a building usually, and that we have very poor or no cellular reception. That way, when that happens, we are not able to place a phone call or receive phone calls, iMessages, or FaceTime video calls for that matter. And that can be a problem because if you are, let's say I'm in a house, so say I'm on vacation, yes, I'm in a home where the reception is non-existent. Well, how can we solve this problem? Easy. Now comes along the Wi-Fi calling. So essentially what it does, it takes your Wi-Fi and it turns that into something we call VoIP. That's voice over IP. So basically we're taking the phone service and place it through the internet through your Wi-Fi. So this is totally secure, private, nothing to worry about. And so it will never put you in a position where you cannot receive or place a phone call, iMessages, or FaceTime video call. This feature is something that will allow you to do this. Now, I'm going to be using my Apple iPhone with VoiceOver in this demonstration. So let me show you step by step how to get this enabled and use the Wi-Fi calling feature. So let's head on over to your Apple settings on your iPhone.
Settings. Double tap to open.
And we'll do a one finger double tap to open this up.
Settings.
And we're going to swipe to the right until we get to cellular button.
Cellular button.
From here, we'll double tap.
Cellular data on.
Swipe to the right until we get to Wi-Fi calling.
Wi-Fi calling off button.
So in this situation, it is turned off. Just do a one finger double tap.
Wi-Fi calling on this iPhone off. Double tap to toggle setting. Make and receive calls over Wi-Fi with your T-Mobile account. Review your carrier's emergency calling information to understand the availability of emergency calling over Wi-Fi. About Wi-Fi calling and privacy. Link. Double tap to activate embedded link.
Now, I am using a carrier called T-Mobile. Of course, your carrier would be in this place, so it gives you an idea of what we're doing here. And a little bit of link, if you need more information, you just double tap on that link. So let's go back left.
Wi-Fi calling on this iPhone. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
One finger double tap to enable this.
On. Alert. Enable Wi-Fi calling.
And now we'll get the option to enable it. Go to the right.
When you join a network, information about the country where the network connection is made may be sent to your carrier. For short code calls, the city may be sent for call routing purposes. You can change this in settings. Cancel. Button. Enable. Button.
And of course, we're going to go ahead and enable it now. One finger double tap.
Wi-Fi calling on this iPhone. Cancel. Button.
And let's take a look at the screen, what we have.
Add an E911 address to your account. Heading level 1.
And if this is your first time enabling this, you are needing to give your address so you can make emergency calls on your phone. Essentially, because you're using Wi-Fi, it's not able to triangulate you by cell. So essentially, you have to put in the address that you would be most likely be at when you do initiate the emergency call. Yes, it is a catch-22. It is something that you'll need to be aware of. So if you do make an emergency call and you're outside of the address, you will need to let them know, the 911 operator, to know that you're not at that address. So I get that. No, you can't. You don't really need to come back and change the address every time, but it is helpful. And most case scenario is whatever you're at most of the time. For me, I'm usually at home. And if I ever need to make an emergency call, I hope to be at home, not on the road or whatever that is. But in this case, I'm going to put in my home address here. As you go to the right.
Why add an E911 address? Per U.S. law, T-Mobile is required to collect your address so that if you dial 911, link, and are unable to communicate, we send your E911 address to emergency services. Enter your E911 address. Address 1, required. Text field. Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end.
And go ahead and put your address in here, as I will here. Now that I put the first address in.
Address 2. Apartment.
Go ahead and put your second address in. Mine is already filled out.
City. Required.
and put your city.
State required.
Text then field. Your state.
Zip code. Text field.
And then followed by your zip code. Go to the right.
Use of Wi-Fi calling may impact your ability to receive emergency services. It may also provide access to an unsecured Wi-Fi network, which could impact your data security. CT-mobile.com for more information on Wi-Fi calling, including availability and reliability of 911 emergency services. By pressing save, you are agreeing to T-Mobile's privacy policy. Link. And terms and conditions. Link. Period. Save button.
And if you agree to everything they just state, now, obviously, your carrier will sound different than mine if you're not a T-Mobile carrier like myself. I'm okay with this. I put the correct information in there. Double tap to save.
Save. Cancel button. Thank you for updating your E911 address on your alert. Wi-Fi calling.
And here we go. Now, you should get a confirmation here.
Emergency address updated. Okay button.
And tap OK.
Cancel button.
Well, let's take a look here.
Thank you for updating your E911 address on your account. Heading level 1. You can edit the address whenever you want. Just go to settings greater than phone greater than Wi-Fi calls and select update emergency address. Close. Link.
And double tap to close.
Wi-Fi calling on this iPhone. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Voila. Now it's set to on. Yes, you'll have to go through the process. As it states, there is one more thing I would love to show you. If you go to the right.
Make and receive calls over Wi-Fi with your.
That was the summary that we came across at first. But if you go to the right some more.
Update emergency address. Button.
That is where you can update your address. So if you are moving around or if you remember, you can go ahead and double tap that to update your address. The other thing I want to show you as a bonus.
Wi-Fi calling requires an address to help emergency response services respond to calls. Review your carrier's emergency calling information to understand the availability of emergency calling over Wi-Fi. Add Wi-Fi calling for other devices. Off.
Uh-huh.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Add Wi-Fi to other devices.
On. Wi-Fi calling for other devices allows other devices signed into your iCloud account to make and receive calls even when your iPhone is not nearby.
And that's pretty self-explanatory, so there's a little bonus there for you. So that is how to enable Wi-Fi calling for your Apple iPhone. I hope this was useful. I use this exclusively exactly when I'm in weak areas where I am not able to get a good cell connection. And it's a great way of knowing, and it's a peace of mind knowing that if somebody is truly trying to call you and try to reach you, now you'll be able to, and you never have to worry about not being in a good cell area. However, if you have good Wi-Fi, it'll automatically connect to your phone via Wi-Fi. All right, my name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.